absolutely fabulous day. I hope you guys had an absolutely amazing weekend. The total crypto market cap has risen by $40 million overnight. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to put the entire U.S. budget on the blockchain. Yes, yes. Shiba Inu raises $12 million for its privacy-focused Layer 3 blockchain. Chaos to clarity, noise to narrative. It is Monday, April 22nd, and it is time for some rare bits. Today, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index is a 73. We are up 1 degree from yesterday. NFT sentiment is coming in at neutral. Top crypto search term for the normies is Tensor, ticker sign TNSR. This is a token that is associated with an NFT marketplace on Solana. It is up 19% on the 7 day, which is something because everything has been in the red, as you know. Top NFT search term for the normies today is who accepts crypto? Is this a sign that the normies are actually starting to figure out what crypto does, where they can use it, what they can spend it on, where it will be accepted, and where it is considered currency? We have Bitcoin dominance. It is up on the 24 hours. Ethereum dominance. It is also up on the 24 hours, which leads me to believe that the meme coins plays for the last 24 hours have not been what they have in the past. Total crypto market cap, as I said, we're coming in at about $2.55 million. Manchester City and OKX have a collab announcement, and Bitcoiners miners profit $107 million over the weekend with runes drop. We are going to get into all that, but first we are going to get into some numbers for the nerds. So as you can see, as always, we are looking at the Bitcoin mempool, watching the blocks be mined. As you know, we are on the next iteration where the rewards have been slashed to 3.125 rewards per mined Bitcoin. So it is per, so yeah, it's interesting to watch this. There is a bunch to discuss with what is happening now that the halving has occurred. We are going to get into some of those things today. Some of those things we're going to get into as the week progresses. Look at the heat map. We are looking at a green heat map. There's only three coins on the map. Five coins that are down. TON, ICP, and MKR are down at the moment. Everything else seems to be at the green. And in the strong green, what are we talking about? Bitcoin is coming in at $67,054. Ethereum, $3,217. BNB is trading at $6.05. Wow, what a run BNB has had. It's up 4% on the day, 9% on the week. Solana is trading at $158, still inching toward that $200 mark. We're up 0.7 on the hour, 6% on the day, and 14% on the week. So it does seem like things are turning around for us a bit. On some top sales for the ecosystem, we have two ETH lizards that sold in the last 24 hours. Both of these sold, well, one sold for 180 Ethereum. That is $566,000 plus or minus. And we have ETH lizard number 10, which sold for 100 Ethereum. That's about $317,849. So this is a new gaming collective that has come onto the ecosystem. I believe they minted on the 27th of March. So not too long ago. It is the first time I have seen them on our radar. So it was interesting to see them join the crew. Looking at the top NFT moving marketplaces, we currently have Bitcoin in the lead, but it has dropped off quite a bit. We're only doing about $9.3 million. We're down 5% on the 24 hours. Ethereum is doing about $8.3 million, up 24% on the 24 hours. And Solana is also regaining some ground, coming in at about $5.8 million. That is about 17% upshot from yesterday. Now, I am looking at the NFT Ethereum heat map. And it is literally, there's only two things that are not green. So the ETH lizards, they have commanded almost the top spot on this entire ecosystem. I mean, we're talking, the only thing that is above them as far as volume goes is the Pudgy Penguins. So these ETH lizards are just absolutely crushing things. When we look at the top five movers, ETH lizards, number one spot. So the floor price on these ETH lizards is about half an ETH. So 0.51 Ethereum, that's $1,600. The volume, it's up 1,000% on the day. So they are doing some things. Pudgy Penguins are next. Mutant Ape Club, Bored Ape Yacht Club, and My Pet Hooligan rounding out the top five. We have Bored Ape Yacht Club trading at 11.89. They have retraced a bit. They were trading at just over 12 the other day. Mutant Ape Yacht Club trading at 2.14. They are on the rise. We have D-Gods. It looks like they have bumped up in price a bit too, trading at 1.596 Ethereum. And it looks like the D-Gods are about to get their action adventure pants back on as they are going to be moving back to the Solana blockchain. And what's interesting about this is I think this wormhole portal offers the opportunity to move your D-God to any chain that you want. So we might see some go to, we might see some stay on Ethereum. We might see some go to AVAX. We might see some go to Solana. It is going to be interesting to see what people decide because the ecosystem is free will. So it is interesting to see these developments come down the pike. When we look at the heat map for the Solana ecosystem, it is almost a sea of red. What are we talking about? Top five movers. We have the Degenerate Ape Academy, Mutant Mon, Mad Lads, Sharkify by Shark, Sharky, and Frogana's running out the top five. Mad Lads, they have just, they were under 100 Solana for a bit. It looks like they're trading at about 102 Solanas right now. That's about $16,000. So they're down, I don't know, about 5% on the 24-hour. Nothing substantial, but a bunch of people were changing assets. Basically, the airdrop sentiment that was coming for the Mad Lads, people think it has dried up for the moment. So some people are deciding they do not want to hold it and put their money into something that might have more return. Looking at the top five movers on the Bitcoin ecosystem, we have the Runestones, Prometheus, Rune Doors, Runemelio, and Rune Pups rounding out the top five. Let's click on the Runestones. So these are trading at $2,100. So these got as high as about $6,000. There was an airdrop, there was a snapshot announced. And basically after that snapshot, these things just got floored. Supposedly there is still some wiggle room in the Runestones. So this might be a good chance to scoop in and pick some up if you are interested. And this is what's very exciting and interesting as well. So we have a new tab today that we're going to click on for the first time, which I am super stoked about. And it is an addition to the Magic Eden ecosystem, and it is the Runes Marketplace. The UX UI on this is absolutely fabulous, and I'm just gonna read this for you guys. What are runes? Runes are a type of fungible token built on Bitcoin. The Runes protocol, led by developer Casey Rodemore, was used the UTXO model to reduce network clutter and improve asset trading. Now, basically, I think the other day I said it, this is a protocol that allows for change, meaning change. If you want to buy something that's 80 cents and you have a dollar, now that 20 cents does not clog the network. There's something to do with that 20 cents. That's a bastardized version of what they have done, but it is really interesting. I'm going to go ahead and double click on this and open up. So now you can see the runes that are actually people are purchasing. So currently, Bitcoin Pepe Matrix, okay, there are, this looks like it's minting right now. We have Satoshi Nakamoto. Yeah, all of these are really interesting. So this is currently trading at $4.67 for 100 of these tokens. It will be interesting to watch. I think the price has come down for the moment, and everybody tells me that it is temporary. So we will see if things do start to pick up. And now I wanted to get back into some news that caught my eye that might also catch your attention. And we are going to get into that now. Now, the Bitcoin halving, right? We are expected, Not only is it supposed to do a bunch of things for the ecosystem, but I think the Bitcoin halving is going to bring about a boost to the Web3 gaming ecosystem by increasing overall interest in crypto. And with that comes gamers. It always does. One follows the other like the tail on a dog. We have Runestone's NFT collection. It experienced a 55% drop in the floor price post-snapshot. So I was listening to some Twitter spaces today, and man, it does sound like the runes are a pickup here, right? This is not financial advice, but it does sound like there are some more things that are coming down the pike for the holders of these runestones. And some of the things that will be coming are these rune tokens, which we just looked at. So there are some advice to hold on to these if you can. Next up, we have Melania Trump. She has just introduced a Mother's Day necklace, and she's doing it with Solana blockchain digital collectible, which I think is absolutely awesome. If Melania Trump has the ability to onboard my mother, my sister, my daughter, anybody like that, I am an absolute fan of this. It is interesting. It is awesome to see that she is pushing this. It also lets me know that she's probably talking to Trump as well. And he's in, whether he's cognizant of it, but they are both doing things on the blockchain. And this has to be a discussion. This has to be a concerted effort. It has to be the two of them looking at this as a financial opportunity. So hopefully they are going to bring the masses with them because they do have the power to move the people. We have Shibarium Network. Their outage has been resolved. Shiba Inu price exhibits symmetrical triangle pattern. People are saying it is a buy. They're doing some things on the back end. The community is interested in what they are laying down, so keep that on your hit list. We have Bitcoin miners. They profited about $107 million over the weekend just off this new Runes protocol that went live after the Bitcoin halving. Good for them. Good for them. And it's interesting. So we had the halving go into effect, which reduces the rewards for the miners. These rune stones and the minor activity that is necessary for these things to keep moving, does this fill the gap, right? Does this make mining profitable for even the miners that thought they weren't going to be able to remain in the ecosystem because of profit margins? It remains to be seen. This is a whole lot of volume that was not expected or not calculated by these mining companies. So does it pick up enough traction to actually move the needle? It would be nice if it does. We have Robert F. Kennedy, the GigaChad. He wants to put the entire U.S. economy on the blockchain. That would be absolutely amazing. His example was if somebody spends $16,000 on a toilet seat, the U.S. people will know that immediately, and this sounds like a really good thing. It also sounds really dangerous, but it sounds like a good thing. Open sourcing things seems to be a way to connect with the community, especially if you're not doing anything wrong, right? So we have Manchester City United and OKX. They are going to collaborate. They're bringing an NFT offering. It is going to be a limited digital jersey. It is going to include experiences for token holders as well. So if you are a Manchester City fan, put that on your hit list. We have CoinShares. They are suggesting that miners pivot and switch from mining Bitcoin to start working on AI because the compute power that will be needed to run those things is going to be gargantuan. And you might also, it's interesting that the Runes protocol may alleviate a lot of this fear that miners were having. We're on day four. Basically, today is the end of day four for the Runes protocol. So give this a week or two, right, to pick up some traction. We just had Magic Eden go live on their marketplace. Prior to Magic Eden going live, to purchase the runes, it was clunky, friction-filled, and if you are not native to this space, it was probably something you weren't going to do. This is what's interesting is I even heard that if you are native to this space, there were people that just decided they were going to wait. And what were they going to wait for? They were going to wait for Magic Eden to make the UX and the UI that much better. And they did. Magic Eden literally kicked it out of the park. We have Shiba Inu. They just raised $12 million. What the hell are they going to do with that money? They are going to build a layer three blockchain, and it is going to be privacy focused. Now, this brings up a really interesting point because cryptocurrency, all of this stuff, to me, the underlying argument, the linchpin of it all is how much privacy are they willing to give us? Period. Governments, sovereigns, sovereign states, whatever. How much privacy can we have? And to have completely private transactions does not seem like something the U.S. government is going to ever be a fan of, period. The same reason they want backdoors in computers, in social media apps, all those things. It is not going to happen. So it is interesting to see people work on these privacy-focused layered protocols, but when push comes to shove, my fear is that they are not going to make it through the mustard. The secret sauce for today is action is the foundational key to all success. That is from the Artist Podcast. Pablo Picasso. Remember, the rabbit hole runs deep. Still craving crypto clarity? Please subscribe to my Substack. Click the like if you're watching this on YouTube. You can listen to the podcast, which is Rarebits. It is literally everywhere. Warning, Rarebits may cause hodling.